on hold. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Relief under the federal student loan debt forgiveness program.
The federal appeals court in St. Louis blocked the president's plan to bail out student debt until they make a final decision. The White House wasting little time putting out a statement saying it will proceed with its plans and encourage students to keep applying for debt relief. The website is still up and running. Relief was supposed to begin as soon as Sunday. The White House says, quote, "We will continue to move full speed ahead in our preparations in compliance with this order, and the administration will continue to fight Republican officials suing to block our efforts to provide relief to working families."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Washington. The House January 6th committee has formally issued its subpoena to former President Trump to hand over documents and to testify under oath to the committee. No response from the Trump legal team yet. Some legal experts predicting there's a court fight ahead. Former Trump political advisor Steve Bannon has been ordered to pay the price for ignoring his subpoena from the committee.
Bannon sentenced Friday to 4 months behind bars for contempt of Congress. Prosecutors said Bannon thumbed his nose at lawmakers, and his statements criticizing the House January 6th committee showed he wanted to undermine their efforts. The judge allowing Bannon to stay free pending appeal, and Bannon told Fox's Tucker Carlson,
"We've got a lot of appeals. They'll work through the appeals process, and so this is all, my sentencing is all pending."
Bannon's legal team said the former Trump aide wasn't acting in bad faith, but was complying with his lawyer to not cooperate after the former president had said executive privilege would apply to the case.
Fox's Jill Nato. A federal judge has ruled that relatives of the people killed in the overseas crashes of two Boeing 737 MAX jets are crime victims under federal law and should have been told about private negotiations on a settlement that spared Boeing from criminal prosecution. The judge said the next step is decide what remedies the families should get. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The CEOs of several of the country's larger banks are warning the U.S. is on the precipice of a recession.
Goldman Sachs CEO David Solomon warned that there is, quote, a good chance that the U.S. economy falls into recession. He also thinks there is more volatility on the horizon. He said it's time to be cautious. Solomon explained that inflation is more embedded and growth is slower, so asset appreciation will be tougher, also noting that policy decisions will have a forward impact. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, had previously said that investors should brace for an economic hurricane. Last week, he said the U.S. is likely headed for a recession by mid-2023. Dimon cited steeper interest rates, runaway inflation, and the war in Ukraine as reasons for his outlook.
Jackie DeAngelis of the Fox Business Network. The U.S. has already met the technical definition of a recession with two consecutive quarters of negative growth. One of the first police officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, has been fired. The Texas Department of Public Safety says Trooper Sergeant Juan Maldonado failed to follow the agency's protocol for active shooter situations. The teenager accused of a suburban Detroit school shooting last year will reportedly admit to everything.
Oakland County prosecutors confirmed that Ethan Crumbly, who's accused of opening fire at Oxford High School last year, killing four students and injuring several others. He's expected to switch his plea from not guilty to guilty on all 24 charges against him, including terrorism. We're told victims have been notified. The 16-year-old is due in court on Monday. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, also charged in the case, accused of supplying their son the gun used and for allegedly failing to stop him. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Philadelphia Phillies beat the San Diego Padres 4-2 on Friday. They now lead the National League Championship Series 2-1. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.